بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on October 3rd, 2022, during the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets studying in the academies of the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces. The ceremony was held in Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam University of Office and Police Training. These riots had been planned. If the incident with the young girl had not taken place, they have found another excuse to create insecurity and riots in the country in the beginning of the month of May, September, this year. It is clearly the work of none other than the spy agencies and malicious foreign politicians. Another issue is that from the very beginning, some officials said things or made statements out of sympathy, but without doing any research, without having done any research. Some of them accuse the country's law enforcement, some accuse the police, and some accuse the system as a whole. Each person did something in his or her own way. This is a separate issue. When they saw the truth, when they realized the effect of their statements, and when they saw the enemy's plan on the streets and in people's lives, they should have compensated for the things they had done. They should take a stand and openly state that they are against what has happened. They should make it clear that they are against the foreign enemy's scheme. The truth of the issue has been made clear.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When you see U.S. political elements comparing these events to the fall of the Berlin Wall, you should see what they are aiming at. You should realize that this is not about feeling sorry for the death of a young girl. You should have realized this. If you did not realize it, you need to realize it now. If you have realized this, then take a stand. This is another point. Some famous athletes and actors have also taken their own stance. In my opinion, this has no importance. You should not focus on these issues. Our athletes are part of good community, and so are our actors. There are many faithful, loving, honorable people in these communities. Now, when a few people are saying some things, this is not of any significance. It is up to the judiciary to determine whether or not their statements are considered crimes. But generally speaking, their words have no significance or value. These behaviors that make our enemies happy do not have the ability to contaminate our community of actors and athletes. The last thing I would like to say, to send my greetings to the police who have been martyred. The martyrs in the armed forces, the martyrs for national security, the recent martyrs, and all the martyrs who were on the path of righteousness. May God's greetings, mercy and blessings be upon you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.